morning. We'll call the September 30th, 2014 Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. Only one recommended amendment under executive session today. We can... Okay, stand by. We adjusted the audio because of our afternoon session.
Move to the front.
We hear you.
They're on. I don't know that the volume is turned up all the way, Robin.
I'm going to try it. I just increased it by one. See if that's...
Okay. Mr. Kramer, can you hear us?
Yes, very low.
Move up. What about the volume on the receiver below you?
Is there anybody else hearing us?
Stand by.
Hold up. We have a gentleman who can get this fixed, I guarantee you.
And Mr. Kramer, we do have seats up front here.
That sounds good. That works. Okay.
Very good idea. That was a very good idea.
It'd be easier if we wouldn't have to wait for so long.
Okay.
Man just walks in the room and it does.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, what I was saying is one recommended change to today's agenda under executive session. We can strike personnel and land acquisition, leaving job applicants' qualifications.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of September 23rd. Any corrections, questions on those?
All straight.
Okay. Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
There is none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Okay. Next thing is a consent agenda. We have two wastewater agreements. If anybody has questions about that, we'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve the consent agenda. Any questions on that? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item of business is a presentation from Mr. Martin Donovan. Martin is here to brief the County Council on the Senior and Big League Softball World Series this year. Mr. Donovan, welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, good morning. I am Martin Donovan, representing Delaware District 3 in the Senior Softball and Big League Softball World Series. I want to start by thanking Council for your support of the 2014 series. By all accounts, it was a success, including the rain. We have, most of you know, this Little League International has 9 World Series, and we have 2 of them in Sussex County. The participants for the Big League is young ladies from 14 to 18 years old, and the Senior League is 13 to 16. This year was a special year because this was the 75th anniversary of Little League and the 40th anniversary for softball, and our 11th year of hosting a World Series in Sussex County. The series, again, was televised on ESPN. Not only did we have our final 2 games, but we also had our semifinal games, given the 6 games on national TV. I have not received the ratings for this year, but I can tell you in 2013, the only Little League World Series that beat us out of the 9 was one held in Williamsport, and you watch every August. In 2013, the 2 series had 1 million viewers. They tell me that our viewing will be down this year because we had 2 Delaware teams in the finals, but that's to remain to be seen. So we eliminated a major market by that happening. ESPN Little League International is very pleased with our ratings. I can also tell you during the broadcast, they mentioned Sussex County and Delaware a lot. After each half inning, when they came back, they always told where they were, and they talked about the area we were in. I'm not sure that I believe this number, but they tell me that a 30-second commercial is $35,000. Well, at the 6 games, we had 14 half inning, which gave, they were talking about the county, which gave 84 times for the whole broadcast. So if you use $5,000, 84 spots, that's $420,000 worth of national TV exposure for the county. During the games, they talked about, I understand they talked about me 2 or 3 times. I got to listen to it and see what they said. I don't know if it's good or bad, but the $420,000 is not a bad return on the investment we make in this event. You have the economic impact. According to Delaware Tourism, this event generates $2.4 million. I don't have our final numbers because Little League International's year don't end until September 30th, but I can give you three examples on what the series spent in Sussex County. We spent $150,000 in housing. We spent $48,000 in food, and we spent $20,000 in transportation. The vendors were in Millsboro, Georgetown, Ocean View, Laurel, and Millsboro. So we spent money throughout the county. And I don't think a lot of people know this, but Little League International provided $190,000 to this event last year. So it is a big event. But with money aside, this couldn't be possible without support of the leagues, the World Series Committee, and the community involvement. Every league in Sussex County provides volunteers during the week. They provide about 200 people for the week. And then we have our outside groups. PB Medical Center provides our trainers, which they have been very good over the years, and we've got very good comments on TV about how quickly they respond to the people and how quickly they're taken care of. Ambulances from our surrounding towns provide ambulance coverage at the ballpark. Paramedics are there. State police are there. And a big thank you to Roxana Fire Company because they filled in whenever there's a gap. These are just a few that helped. We had 20 teams that came from the United States and foreign countries. They played 54 games in 7 days. And they're from the East, Southeast, Southwest, Midwest, and we have a host team for each event. So we have two host teams. The international teams come from Canada, Latin America, Asia Pacific, and Europe. In your program, I laid out, you have an insert with pictures and locations where these teams came from. This year, our senior league host team was from Nanticoke Little League in Seaford. The big league host team was from Laurel. And surprisingly, the East representative in big league was Milford. And the accomplishment they did, not only did they have to win the state, they had to go to Bristol, Connecticut, win there to come back to Roxana. Laurel and Milford were in the finals with Milford winning the 2014 World Series, Big League World Series. South Bend, Indiana won the 2014 Senior League World Series. Not only do we have players coming, we also have 24 umpires. They pay their way to get here. Once they get here, we pick up all their costs. As you can see, this event brings people from all over the world, Sussex County. Economic times have been getting better, but it's still difficult raising funds. We are fortunate to continue to receive support from the County Council, Carl Freeman Foundation, and we picked up a couple of new sponsors, Nicola Pizza and Discover Bank. And we have an in-kind sponsor that I need to mention is Delmarva Cleaners. When these girls play, somebody's got clean. They cleaned 340 uniforms every night, picked them up at midnight, and we had them back before they played the next day. And they did that as a donation. When you consider everything that it costs us and in-kind and hard dollars, looks somewhere around $300,000. That's why it's important that you are giving your support to this World Series. All of us are investors of some sort for the World Series. An investment of $125,000 in cash, we return $2.4 million to the economy. Two or three times that in PR with national exposure for Sussex County with 10 plus hours on ESPN. Again, that's not a bad return. Even though the economic impact is important, that's not the greatest reward for me and the committee. It is our job to provide a memorable moment for a lifetime to the 340 young ladies and 60 managers and coaches that come to the World Series. In May every year, there's 300,000 girls trying to get to a World Series. The World Series is something they've been working very hard to achieve, and it's our job to make it a memory for a lifetime. In closing, I want to thank you for the past and future support for the Big League and Senior League Softball World Series, and I want to thank all of you for what you do in Sussex County. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Questions of council?
Mrs.
Damon.
Just want to say thank you very much. It's a great opportunity for our young people who haven't yet had a chance to travel. to meet these folks from all over the world. It's just real education in itself. Thank you very much for what you're doing.
Welcome.
Anything else from council? Again, thank you very much for all your committee do. It's a great event. It really is. You do a great job putting it on, and I think it's something the county is very proud of. Mr. Phillips.
What do you see your biggest challenge going forward, Martin?
Housing.
Housing?
Housing. If this same World Series was in Kirkland, Washington, their housing cost would be $120,000, and ours was $150,000. So it's $30,000 right off the top. You know, and it's the other thing is getting housing in time. Last year in May, we weren't sure we could house them all. We had the Atlantic Inn in Millsboro, and we ended up getting half the Comfort in Georgetown. And it was tight. We had one team not show, which I'm going to say it now. I wouldn't say it publicly then. It took a lot of pressure off. Now, this year, we've pretty much got rooms reserved, but that is our biggest problem.
You know, this Save the Seas works with they do it after the right after the season, but they've been able to commandeer, you know, a lot of the beach houses.
Mm-hmm. That's where we put the umpires last year.
Right. And I'm just wondering if you maybe I'd have to look into it. I'm not a tax expert, but you're a 501c. I would think maybe there is a possibility that, you know, somebody could donate their home at the beach house. Trouble is, this is prime rental season for a lot of these houses. But yeah, if they got a tax, you know, benefit from doing that, because if it's a charity, it may be of something worth pursuing, because there are a lot of big houses.
Yeah, it's in the very beginning when Josh Freeman was alive, he provided all the housing. That's exactly what he did.
Right.
He rented 20, 25 houses every year to put these young ladies in, and at his expense.
Right. Wow. But I think there is some kind of tax benefit that probably could be achieved by the homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be something worth pursuing. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Martin, for all you do. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next item of business is a presentation by Mr. Ray Bivens, the director of the Delaware State Parks. Mr. Bivens is here today to update the county council on a recent grant application that Sussex County and our staff submitted to the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, Division of Parks and Recreation. The grant was from the Delaware Land and Water Conservation Trust Fund, and it involves the Woodland Park. Mr. Bivens, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Lawson. First of all, it's probably a good sign when someone carries a big piece of cardboard up with them. But before I get to that presentation, I'd like to commend your staff. Everyone we've ever worked with, from Todd on down, has just been first class. And we do have a lot of interactions, you know, between Delaware Seashore, Trapp Pond, all the different parks and nature preserves throughout the state. But on behalf of Governor Markell and Secretary Small, it's my privilege to publicly announce that you guys were approved by our Greenways and Trails Council for a grant totaling $86,058 to do the trail system there. And I believe this is the second such grant for that property, which this program funds everything from playgrounds to trails to purchases of land. And I believe the first grant was for $103,000 in that ballpark for the purchase of the property there. So congratulations and thank you, and we look forward to working more with you in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bivens.
We'll come down and get this check here.
Yeah. We're going to need you to endorse this right now and walk it over and see what the bank says to you.
We'll
see if Gina can deposit this.
Go through the drive-in with it.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. We can just tilt it a little bit so I don't get some flash glare. Well,
whatever you want, you
professional move. Then.
Mike, drop yours down with the zag. Get up there, Jewel. Get up there.
Jewel, come on up, please. This is Joel Gibbons. Joel is a staffer in our engineering department, and she is the...
Mike's taking all the credit, but...
No. I'm just happy to get the check.
Tell him, George.
I know what he's up to. He likes money.
We may have to pay for that one before it's over.
Good.
Okay. Thank you.
Ray, again, thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you all to council.
Thank you. No, thank you
very much.
You can deposit that for us. She'll put it in her purse.
Joe Wright actually had a role in the application, too, but Joe gave the acknowledgement to the staff, I understand. Congratulations, staff.
Mike was going to throw it on the floor, but he's afraid it'd bounce.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, we never know.
Okay, the next item of business is the appointment of the Advisory Committee for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. As you know, the County Council appoints the members of the Sussex County Advisory Committee for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. That appointment is for a 2-year term and expires of September every other year. This year, we have all the current slate of members returning, with the exception of one person in District 2. Gene Campbell has been appointed to replace the outgoing member and serve a term of 2 years in District 2. All other members have agreed to return. I have a motion for your consideration. I will read the names of the members at that point.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the following appointments to the Sussex County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, effective today for a term of 2 years as follows. Anna Short, District 1, James Mosley, District 1, Ruth Bitterman, District 2, Fran Smith, District 2, Gene Campbell, District 2, Larry Savage, District 3, Francine Shockley, District 3, Jamie McGee, District 4, Sally Beaumont, District 5, Penny Orndorff, District 5, and Scott Phillips, District 5.
I make a motion.
Just one quick question. Isn't Penny Orndorff District 4, not District 5?
I think she is.
I think you're right.
Yes, she is. Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Wilson, you have a motion?
You got a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver, any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Last item is the County Administrator's Report. Item number one, per the attached media request, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will be hosting the LIVE conference, Live Safe and Secure, from 8 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. on Monday, October 13th at the Sussex Academy, located at 21150 Airport Road in Georgetown. The conference will feature a variety of panel discussions focused on ways to educate and protect seniors from scams, fraud, long-term care abuse, and violent crime. The Sussex County Council and Delaware Division of Services for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities are co-sponsoring this event. Item number two, per the attached engineering department fact sheets, Americana Bayside Parcel H, aka Parcel 16, and Vincent Overlook Phase 4, received substantial completion effective September 29th, 2014. And last, today is tax day in Sussex County. Property owners are reminded to pay their annual county property tax by today, September 30th. Payments can be made online, in person, by phone, or by mail. For more information, please visit the county's website at sussexcountyde.gov.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bob Jones, come on down.